Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Here for some time now, we've been talking about a really powerful prayer that we've been praying and others have as well. And it seems like every week there are new developments and new changes across the country in terms of abortion, in terms of the right to life. I mean, we've been praying this prayer, dear God, end abortion, send revival.
Right. Yeah.
And God is responding. I mean, God is responding, and it's not something that's going away. You're seeing state to state pass laws and people getting engaged. And now you have so many folks on both sides really, really looking at this issue and saying, you know, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? Listen, since Roe versus Wade, 50 million plus babies, 50 plus million have been aborted. That means aborted, killed, murdered.
Mm.
You got to understand that the Holocaust was 6 million Jews were exterminated. I mean, 10 more million. And that's 10 times the amount of the Jews that were exterminated and killed during Hitler's reign.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is so important. And we say 50 plus because now you have the Plan B pill, and those are the ones that we know about.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, those are the ones you can actually, they have on record.
Yeah.
Well, an interesting article that was in Charisma, written by Larry Tomczak, friend of ours at familiar with, and he writes, and the title of this article is called "Did Wendy Davis Pro-Abortion Filibuster Mark a Pro-Life Tipping Point?" And I don't, you know, it could have, but I think that tipping point has passed. I mean, we're over the tipping point, I believe, right now,
way past.
And Wendy Davis, if you remember, she was the woman who stood up in Texas. She was the legislator there that had the 11-hour filibuster without eating, drinking, or taking a bathroom break for 11 hours to come against the abortion law, the restriction in Texas that would ban abortion after 20 weeks. And, yeah. And so it was 11 hours, and they had a special session. They've called it another special session, and they're in the process now of I think they just voted on it, and now it has to go through another voting process, And Governor Rick Perry and the Lieutenant Governor of Texas saying it's going to pass. It's going to be law here in Texas. This is going to happen. But she in her failed attempts, and it's quoted here in this article, that in her own words, she was furious. Furious. Now, you can understand that there have been protests, and in particular, there have been some protests in Texas, where you had civilians, some Texas civilians that were, you know, they're whether, you know, voting and, you know, trying to pass a law, state capitol, that were singing Amazing Grace during this time. They came to show their support. At the same time, there were other Texas citizens that were hailing Satan. That you heard that correctly. I mean, the Blaze is reporting this. In fact, there's pictures that we'll have available for you on the torch. But this was just two sides of this. In fact, we have a video, and you can listen to it real quick, and you can hear for yourself just a little bit. You'll hear some singing, Amazing Grace, but in the background, it's hard to kind of tell, but you hear some chanting. And the Blaze is reporting that the chanting that you kind of, it's hard to make out, they're hailing Satan, giving Satan credit for the abortions. Listen up. You heard her. She said, "Hail Satan," and you can see that in the video. Hail Satan. Those are supporters for abortion, and it's like, I mean, who's behind the killing of 50 million children? I mean, who is behind that?
Right.
And you gotta understand, if you ask the question, what does Jesse Jackson, Justin Bieber, Celine Dion, and Tim Tebow have in common? All of them, according to reports, their mothers were told advised to have an abortion.
Mm. Wow.
Tebow's mother, she was in the mission field, and they mm-hmm. told her that, your child's not going to make, I believe they told her she wasn't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh no, we're going to have this baby. Mm-hmm. And here Tim Tebow is alive today.
That's right.
Because she didn't listen to the doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
To abort her child. As I understand it, Celine Dion was one of 10 children. And allegedly, someone was giving her mother some counsel regarding abortion. And as the story goes, a priest was able to intercept that counsel there and say, I don't think you want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And Celine Dion, the singer, she's alive today.
That's right.
Justin Bieber's mother. We shared this on the Torch.
Yeah.
But my understanding, and they're quoting here in Charisma, that apparently she was a young teenage mother, and they were persuading her to have an abortion. And she said, no. I'm not going to have that. No.
Right. Right.
And Justin Bieber is alive today. And Reverend Jesse Jackson, and he's quoted as saying that he was born out of wedlock. And against the advice that this is quoting Jesse Jackson, and against the advice that my mother received from her doctor, and therefore, he says abortion is a personal issue for him. And he's further quoted by saying that from my perspective, human life is the highest good, the summum bonum, human life itself is the highest human good, and God is the supreme good because he is the giver of life. That is my philosophy. Everything I do proceeds from that religious and philosophical premise. Life is the highest good, and therefore you fight for life using means consistent with that end. And he goes on to say that life is goes on to say the same thing. Then he goes on later on to say that therefore life is the highest human good because life is sacred. And this is in an open letter that Jackson wrote to Congress. He says, as a matter of conscience, I must oppose the use of federal funds for a policy of killing infants.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a few people that we know in our culture, in our world today, that are alive. And Jesse Jackson, Celine Dion, Tim Tebow, Celine Dion, and we're alive today. I mean, if you're listening today, your mother didn't abort you.
That's right.
And you have a life, and you matter. But right. Every life matters. In the Gosnell case, apparently Gosnell, this is the abortionist in Philadelphia, he kept the remains of some of the babies that were aborted, about 47 of them. And I guess they decided, he's in jail right now, he's in prison, serving 3 life sentences. But there was Frank Provone with the Priest for Life organization, and we shared about him on VFN Radio. He was petitioning the court to see about, they want to give them burials, the babies that they cremated the remains. But yeah, look at that, like 47. I mean, what is... Come on now. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Ronald Reagan, and I didn't know this, but former President Ronald Reagan wrote a book, and it is called... Let me get it here for you. He wrote a book, Abortion and the Conscience of the Nation. And he states in his book that abortionists who reassembles the arms, this is from Ronald Reagan's book, Abortion and the Conscience of a Nation. The abortionist who reassembles the arms and legs of a tiny baby to make sure all of its parts have been torn from its mother's body, can hardly doubt whether it is a human being. Mm. Isn't that something?
Wow.
The abortionist who reassembles the arms and the legs of a tiny baby to make sure that all of its parts have been torn from its mother's body can hardly doubt whether it is a human being. I mean, this is what's happening. Mm. And now you're seeing laws, you're seeing people waking up, you're seeing staffers that are working at abortion clinics that are falling under conviction, they are under deep guilt, and they're testifying, recording what the abortionists have been saying. I mean, they've been telling ladies and girls that it's a tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tissue. But I don't know if you know this, guys. Arkansas, we talked about a lot of these different states. I'm sorry, North Dakota. North Dakota passed a law that actually it's being challenged right now. But they passed a law. I'm trying to get it here for you. They passed a law that basically bans abortion after 6 weeks. 6 weeks, and that's when they can actually hear a heartbeat.
Mm.
6 weeks.
Wow. Amen.
And it's the strictest law in the nation right now in terms of abortion. But that's something that's so, so serious. And that passed. I mean, it's going to affect in August.
Wow, that's awesome.
Think about that. 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Arkansas passed a law that said that restrict abortion to just 12 weeks. But you're seeing states like Texas, you're seeing states like Florida, you're seeing states like Wisconsin, Ohio, they here recently have said, listen, we got to pass law against this.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pass law against this. And, you know, Larry Tomczak says in his article, which is, he says, listen, everybody has to wake up. I mean, people are waking up all across the country, and they're realizing, mm-hmm. even those that were supporters of abortions are realizing something's not right here. Something's not right. And he goes on to say that in light of the above and all the stuff that he talks about the statistics and how many abortions have been committed since 1973, all of us in America truly have a wonderful opportunity to press the pause button and to reassess our position mm-hmm. on abortion. You don't want to get so locked into an opinion because of culture, because of your environment, because of what you were raised, or even what you have done in the past. An open-minded person says, they give thought to their ways. They're reflective. They think about, just because I thought of this one way before doesn't mean that I need to stick to, my guns and say this is the way it is. I need to reevaluate and open my mind and have dialogue mm-hmm. and to evaluate, do I still believe what I believe,
mm-hmm.
in particular about abortion? He goes on to say, to deny the reality of this unmistakable human evidence would be outright dishonest. I mean, it's a serious conversation that right now the nation's having.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at it in recent times, you couldn't even talk about abortion.
Right.
I mean, you just really couldn't even talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And prayer. We're going to talk about, in the extra hour, we're going to talk about the power of prayer, and we're going to talk about how it just shapes and changes things. And it's just so, so amazing. He goes on to say that 14 other states are now either endorsing 20-week abortion bans, bills, or are tightening standards for abortion clinics. You know, Norma McCorvey, who was used, her case was used in Roe versus Wade. She basically testifies later that she was lied to, that they used her case, and since then, she's actually given her life to the Lord. She has counseled and supported mm-hmm. many women and girls that were going to get an abortion, and she has counseled them and mm-hmm. given them insight and let them know. And we've even played videos. You can see them all on The Torch. Just search the word abortion in the right-hand corner. You can actually hear Norma McCorvey yourself. This is a landmark case, 1973, Roe versus Wade. You can hear her talk about her story. And, in fact, she never, ever committed or had an abortion in that particular case. Did you know that in New York right now, 41% of pregnancies end in abortion? 41%.
Wow.
This is in the state of New York. He goes on to give further evidence and further, you know, he furthers his article and his statement and his opinion by stating that, you know, black Americans, African Americans are awakening to what their leaders are calling the black genocide. He goes on to say, Larry Tomczak, in this article in Charisma News, Planned Parenthood, which performs 330,000 abortions a year, one every 95 seconds, now takes more than $500 million of our tax money through government grants and performs almost 60% of its abortions on African American women. It's just Planned Parenthood. 60% of its abortions, Planned Parenthood abortions, are on African American women. And although African American women account for just 6% of the population,
wow.
I mean, you think about this: 6% of the population, yet 60% of Planned Parenthood abortions come from African American women. Alveda King, mm-hmm. who is the niece of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., she's quoted as saying that this has led the way in eliminating African Americans to the point where one quarter of the black population is now missing because of abortion.
Wow.
Mm.
This is serious. And then, of course, I shared about what Ronald Reagan shared, former President Ronald Reagan, in his book about abortion and the conscience of a nation. I'm telling you that we're coming to a point here where there's a huge wave. There's a huge wave occurring, and people are responding and saying, listen, I am reevaluating. Mm-hmm. I am reevaluating. It's for so long people have been able to disconnect themselves from the realities. As long as it didn't happen in my house, as long as right. it didn't happen in my family, as long as, you know, everything was kept under hush-hush and whatever. But now with prayer, you know, God has been answering.
Amen. Mm.
Now with prayer, with technology, and God's using technology, and young ladies and women alike and sons and daughters are able to see videos and hear testimony and say, wait a minute, there's a baby in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a baby in there.
Yeah.
People are awakening to the fact that the Constitution applies to all citizens. And what the Baby Alive Bill did in Florida, House Bill 1129, said that if there was a botched abortion and the baby survives, that baby is a citizen and this baby has rights. And we need to do everything we can to support this baby to live.
Right.
And remember in the debate when we shared this on VFN radio,
yeah.
there was a whole discussion, you know, and they were interviewing a woman from Planned Parenthood and they were saying, well, what if this happens in a remote place and there's no access to yeah. a hospital and there's a botched abortion. And the congressman was saying, what's the point?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You know, get them to a hospital. Do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were in a car accident in a remote place and you had your leg busted open, do we just leave you stranded for dying
there?
Leave you
on the street. Yeah.
Or do we do our very best to take you however many hours it is to save your life?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that statement alone says that there's no value there. And if we don't value the things that God values, you know, God, let me tell you something. All the innocent blood still cries out today.
That's right.
It still cries out. And so we have this opportunity, all of us in this country, all of us, believers alike, because there's a lot of abortions that have been done by Christians, by believers, to say, listen, God, you've got my attention. I see what's happening. I am aware of what's happening. And I want to stand for truth. I don't want it in my life, and I don't want to support it anywhere else, and I want to stand. You got to understand that since legalizing abortion in 1973, the number of unborn babies, the ones that have been killed and murdered, it's about 50 to 55 million plus. If you were to combine the populations, this is what that total now exceeds or is equivalent to the combined populations, listen to this, of the cities of Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, Minneapolis, New Orleans, New York, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Francisco, Seattle, St. Louis, and Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Combined.
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 Wow.
Let's stand together. Let's stand together and see these atrocities be done with, over. Let's turn our hearts back to God. Let's cry out for God and say, God, no more. And join us with this prayer, a simple yet powerful prayer. Dear God, end abortion and send revival. Mm-hmm. A lot of these laws that are being passed right now, you know, there's, of course, they're trying to block them and trying to come against them, and mm-hmm. and the judges are imposing, you know, mm-hmm. blocks. But in North Dakota, the bill that was passed, just so that you know what's happening, actually it was two bills, two anti-abortion bills that passed that would be the first laws of their kind in the United States and would ban most abortions in the state. This is huge.
Wow.
One bill would prevent women from having abortions as soon as the fetal heartbeat can be detected. I mean, how powerful is that?
Wow.
I mean, that alone, why? Yeah. I mean, that should be standard across the board. Hopefully this would be precedent.
Right, right.
But if there's a heartbeat, I mean, let's, I guess, a heartbeat.
Must mean it's alive.
Well, we shared on BFN Radio, and we'll make sure this is all related for you on the torch. You know, a lot of these states now are passing abortion restrictions that don't pass, you know, 20 weeks as the benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we show you a video on the torch of what a 20-week fetus looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a spine, they have neurological senses, they feel pain.
Yeah.
At 20 mm-hmm. weeks, that's what, 5 months?
Mm-hmm.
Full term is really 10 months. You deliver on the 10th month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's half of the baby's growth. Why would that not be normal? Why would that not be commonplace?
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding here that as early as 6 weeks, a heartbeat can be detected. Now, we believe that from the moment, you know, there's conception there.
Right,
that's right.
I mean, the Word of God tells us that God knit us in our mother's womb.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so important. Because if you don't understand this, if you don't understand what the Bible says, and this is why it's so important, too, that you base your mindsets, your opinions, your ideologies, your outlook, your paradigm on life, not based off of popular culture, not based off of good ideas, mm. not based off of television programs and personalities and the politicians, but that you base your worldview, how you're going to live your life, on the Word of God. I mean, there's many people today that are saying, Lord, Lord, and God this, and God that, and I love Jesus. Well, listen, if we love Jesus, then we're going to listen to what Jesus has to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, a popular artist right now, singing artist, was quoted as saying that she wanted to have children, and she prayed a prayer, Lord, I want to have, you know, I want to have babies, and she prayed this all along, and it's like, there's a disconnect here. You know, it's like, Lord, Lord, but is he Lord? Is he God? I mean, there's a lot of people that are praying prayers, but listen, if you're not walking with God,
mm-hmm.
if you don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior, Jesus is not a lucky rabbit's foot.
Yeah.
God is not a good luck charm.
That's right.
God answers those God answers those that walk with him.
Mm-hmm.
But how could God reasonably answer us in our prayers if we are away from him, if we don't even know him? The prayer that God will answer all the time is, "Dear Jesus, reveal yourself to me." Mm-hmm. That's a prayer you never have to worry about. If you want to pray a prayer and you want God to speak to you, "Dear Jesus, reveal yourself to me." God will reveal himself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about ideologies, you're talking about mindsets, your opinions, we want to get those from the Word of God.
That's right.
But as George Barna told us in those statistics, that only 19% of believers are actually reading the Word. If you don't read the Word, how will we know what is on the heart of God? What's the character of God? What's the God's nature?
Yeah.
We've got to know what is God's heart and how he feels. And we base our decisions not based on the current public opinion poll, but we stay in truth to God's word. We stand in unison with God. Listen, it may not be popular, and it probably won't be. But do you want to be popular in man's eyes, or do you want to be right in God's eyes? This is so important. I want to encourage you, let's stand together. Let's continue to pray that powerful prayer, "Dear God, end abortions, end revival." And let's continue to see this wave go across the country. Listen, there's some good things happening. There's some bad things happening. It's just a time for us to be humble and low. It's a time for us to stay low, stay dependent upon God. Because at the same time, you know, there's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. But this is a ray of hope. This is, you know, a bright spot.
Uh-huh.
And I know that God is pleased. I mean, you know, yeah. And we can see this happen more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And why not 6 weeks? And why not just end it completely? Because you understand that before 1973, there were no abortions.
Right.
That means legal abortions.
Legal.
Right. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was no legal abortions.
Mm.
Think about that. It's huge.
Yeah.
We can go back to that time.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.